The trial of Trace O'Connell is underway in Rapid City. O'Connell is accused of disorderly conduct after a group of Lakota children from American Horse School were doused with beer at a hockey game in January. During the incident, the group of school kids and chaperones were allegedly told to go back to the res by those in a corporate box seated above the stands. The school kids and chaperones left the game early. The city prosecutor made his case Wednesday. The defense is up today. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray reports.
The trial of Trace O'Connell involves 23 witnesses brought by both the city attorney Joel Andine and defense attorney Mike Butler. The trial is being held in a local high school auditorium. Roughly 250 people attended the first day. Witnesses included police officers and both those in the corporate box above, along with some of the students and chaperones seated below. Testimony from those in the corporate box included John Carley, who said the group was drinking on the road from the town of Phillip, then during dinner in Rapid, and finally in the corporate box at the game. Britt Miller is another witness who was seated in the corporate box with the defendant, Trace O'Connell. Miller testified that any beer that ended up on the kids was spilled on accident during the celebration of a goal in the third period. He testified that no racial slurs were uttered during the game at the children, and he did not know there was any controversy until days later. But a number of other witnesses say they heard the words, "Go back to the res," after they were hit with beer from the corporate box during the third period. The head chaperone, Consuela Means, broke down in tears while testifying that she was concerned for the children's safety at the event. Means testified she saw beer being poured on the kids from the box above. The city attorney declined comment until after the trial is completed. O'Connell's attorney, Mike Butler, also declined comment until later, but Butler says that Trace O'Connell was not there in person during the first day of the trial so as not to influence the eyewitness testimony brought by the defense. Butler says O'Connell is planning to be present on day two, but he is not listed as a witness. Following adjournment, a number of protesters marched to the mayor's office to question what they call conflicts of interest in the case. One attorney for the parents says the judge is not getting all the evidence that should be presented in this case. The trial continues through Thursday. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray.